USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the sixth consecutive day, more than 100,000 Americans are hospitalized with COVID-19. More than 102,000 people are hospitalized with the disease as of Monday, according to new data from the COVID Tracking Project. As the country inches closer to 15 million total cases since the pandemic began, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the current spike in coronavirus infections could still get worse. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says we haven't felt the full effects of the Thanksgiving holiday yet.
You would expect the full brunt of the travel and the family setting gatherings with friends that you alluded to as being a problem. You'd expect that the effect of the Thanksgiving surge would be probably another week and a week and a half from now, because it's usually 2.5 weeks from the time of the event.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Following Sunday night's Georgia Senate runoff debates, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King had some thoughts about the elections. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Georgia Senate race debates took place Sunday night. Dr. Martin Luther King's niece, Alveda King, on Fox, says Democrats are playing the race card, and that's dangerous.
John Ossoff, Raphael Warnock are adept at teaching fear, anger, stirring up bitterness. It's called playing the race card. So stirring up emotions and fear is very dangerous, but giving solutions. Ginger Howard and I, in our book, We're Not Colorblind, teach people how to do that.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And President-elect Joe Biden will reportedly name the first African-American to lead the Department of Defense. Politico reporting Monday that Biden will nominate retired General Lloyd Austin to serve as his Secretary of Defense. Austin had previously served as the Chief of U.S. Central Command from 2013 to 2016. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As President Trump's term possibly winds down, his administration is picking up the pace of federal executions. Dalvior reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
They've announced plans for 5 executions starting Thursday and concluding just days before January 20. If they go as planned, it'll make 13 executions since July, when the Republican administration resumed putting inmates to death after a 17-year hiatus. And President Trump could leave office having executed about a quarter of all federal death row prisoners. Attorney General William Barr defends the extension of executions into the post-election period, saying he'll likely schedule more before he departs the Justice Department. As far as those who oppose it, he says, quote, "I think the way to stop the death penalty is to repeal the death penalty. But if you ask juries to impose and juries impose it, then it should be carried out," end quote. Joe Biden, a Democrat, is a death penalty foe, and he'd work to end the death penalty if in office. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Not since the waning days of Grover Cleveland's presidency in the late 1800s has the U.S. government executed federal inmates during a presidential transition. Cleveland's was also the last presidency during which the number of civilians executed federally was in the double digits in a year, with 14 executed in 1896. It's also pricey to keep one sentenced to death alive. A Susquehanna University report found that, on average, across all 50 states, a death row inmate costs $1.12 million more than a general population inmate. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.